Today, the Signal responded to a shooting involving one Henderson State University student. The shooting occurred on the western edge of Ouachita's campus and the eastern edge of Henderson's. Reporters Leah Gravelli and Lola Runyon talked with Arkadelphia Chief of Police Al Harris about the situation. Here is Harris with more information.
3:30 dispatch got a call, a shot, and I emphasize, a shot was fired in that area east of Newberry Dorm. We respond. The witness says that there are two cars involved. They're leaving the area. One was a silver or gray Mitsubishi. The other was, I believe, a white, and I'm not sure what the make or model was. The second car was stopped on 10th Street, North 10th, at about Friendship Drive. The officers made a felony stop. We didn't know what we were dealing with. Turns out these were people in the car had been in a group that the shot had been fired toward. The car containing the shooter was seen in Caddo Valley, left Caddo Valley on I-30 eastbound. A Caddo Valley officer pursued. He was able to make a stop on the car at the 83-mile marker eastbound, which is the Friendship exit. Two of my officers arrived to back him up. I think he was assisted by at least one unit of the Arkansas State Police. Three people were taken into custody, a male and two females. The driver of the car had a handgun on his person that was taken. We believe that the driver is also the shooter. But again, I emphasize, nobody's hit, nobody's injured. At this point, we don't know enough about him. I do know that he's from Memphis. The other two passengers are female, one of which we think is the ex-girlfriend of the intended victim. Once we get our facts lined up, this department and Henderson and the prosecutor's office are going to take this as far as we can take it as far as the prosecution, because this is not acceptable at all.